All right. So I've locked the door so nobody walks in and interrupts us. Do you know why I'm keeping you after class today? Let's just say that your focus in my class has changed drastically in the last couple of weeks. I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this. You're a very intelligent student. The work that you used to submit to me was top tier. Dare I say, the best in all of my classes. So I need to figure out what is causing this drastic change. You've gone from A's to B's to barely even turning in the assignment on time. Such a shining star and a student that has such potential, just losing interest out of thin air? It doesn't make any sense to me. So please, help me understand. Is there something going on, perhaps at home, or are your peers giving you a hard time? Wait, let me take that back. Now, you don't have to answer any of these questions if you find them to be too intrusive, but I'm talking to you as a mentor, as a teacher, and as a friend. Is there something going on that's been distracting you? And I don't want you to feel uncomfortable talking to me about these things. I want to give you all the help and resources that I can within my power to help you focus and attain your goals. And I'm almost positive you don't want to deal with college debt all for nothing. Oh, okay, it's a fellow student. All right. What is their name? I'm not going to go and do anything about it, unless you want me to. I'm just curious because maybe I know them. All right, that name sounds really familiar. I think I have her in my beginner class. What has she been doing to you? A breakup. Oh, okay. I understand. I understand where you're coming from. Okay. When it comes to situations like that, I can absolutely understand why your brain will be in any other place focusing on anything else other than schoolwork. I understand. It's happened to me. However, let me give you a little bit of information, if I can. You have dodged a bullet. She has not been in the school to learn. She only got into the school to hook up with guys. And some girls, from what I've seen. It is very unfortunate that she crossed your path, but she did. And the worst thing you can do is let what she's done to you stop you from progressing and overall succeeding. So, here's my advice to you about this. Never, ever, ever fall for the woman that gives you just a little bit of attention. Fall for the woman that has your best interests at heart. There will be plenty of people out there that will try to use you and manipulate you, and then once they finally have your attention, they will move on to their next victim. I don't want you to be a victim. So, from this day forward, once you leave this classroom, you will no longer think about her, all right? I know it's easier said than done, all right? I've heard this before. Let me give you a solution that may actually help you out in the long run. Anytime you're thinking about her and what she's done to you, instead think of me. Well, that's cute. You think I'm joking? I'm not. What you need now is someone that'll keep you on track. Someone dominant that only has interest in helping you achieve your goals. And that would happen to be me. I've heard one too many students refer to me as the Dommy Mommy. And you know what? I am quite motherly, and I am quite dominant. So I'm going to live up to that title by becoming your Dommy Mommy. Before you say anything, I'm going to guess what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, not that this is weird, but more so, how's that going to work, right? Trust me, I've gone through this before. It is now my duty to nurture the genius within you more so than ever before. So, when you complete an assignment and you've done very, very well, I will, instead of just telling you a good job and what you can improve, I will also add a healthy dose of affection, such as referring to you as a good boy, my excellent student, if you're comfortable, head pats, stuff like that, simple stuff. Now for the dominant side of me, I will eliminate all distractions that come in your way, be they physical or mental. They will no longer get in your way, or at least not at the same frequency as they used to. Specifically, your ex. If I catch you two in the same room, I will come in and take you out. Now, if you happen to be studying, I will instead direct you into my office where I have direct supervision over you. Now, if she talks to you, and I mean just look at you, so more so when she talks to you again, ignore her and talk to me, all right? Look for me. Aside from faculty, I am the only female interaction that you need. Now, I believe I've been speaking for long enough, so do you have any questions about this? Is this mandatory? Well, with the predicament that you're in, yes. Yes, it is. For now. That is, until I've seen improvement from you academically, however. Once I've seen you back into your old ways, we don't have to do this anymore. That would be entirely up to you. If you think it's helping improve your grades, then we can continue. If you feel like you're comfortable being treated this way, we can continue. It will really be in your hands. But this is, in my opinion, an emergency measure, so it will be done until it no longer needs to be. Why, exactly? Well, Oh, wow, you really don't know. Well, in cases like these, this can turn into something that's not so platonic, if you understand my meaning. Wow, you're really much more innocent than I realized you'd be. The relationship can become romantic, and that is against school policy, so we're going to keep this as platonic as possible, and if there's any signs of it dipping into the romantic side, we stop. Oh, now that is a very good question. How do you realize that it's becoming a romantic relationship? I would say it's when you're craving it throughout the day, when you're looking forward to it, when you can't live without it, when you've become pretty much addicted to it. And by it, I mean the attention, the affection. For example, you blatantly cuddling with me while calling me mommy. Stuff like that. You know, like, once you're looking forward to that throughout your entire days, that's when you're really to the point where you probably can't live without it, I would seem. This has happened before. Not to me, but to a colleague. So, she no longer works here because of it. But the relationship is still going pretty strong, so that's good. The point is, I don't want you to get addicted to me. All right. So try to make that a point in your mind that this is just an aid and it will not exist forever. No matter how tempting it is, and trust me, it gets pretty tempting, I want you to resist it. However, if you cannot for whatever reason, let me know. I can assure you, I'll be more than happy to become more dom than mom, if you catch my drift. It'll be more aggressive, but at the same time, it'll be more structured. And who knows, you may end up liking it. Anything that needs to be done to help one of my best students. Now, before I let you go for the day, I want to make sure that you understand one thing. When you're on these college grounds, whether it's at the apartments or at the main campus, I am the only woman that will ever infest your thoughts. You are not allowed to think of anyone else at any other time. Curiosity. Are your other teachers male? Even better. Much easier on me. I am the only woman that you'll be thinking about. Now, when you get home, I'm going to assign you some extra credit. I expect you to do it, and I expect for my next assignments that I give you to be turned in on time. Understand? Good. Now come here. Yeah, come here. In situations like this, we can't ignore the fact that you're probably feeling some form of emotional pain. So, I would like to offer a hug to you. Mia, come here. Sometimes you just have to let those emotions out. You know, you are a lovely, lovely man. You're a good boy with a good heart. And it's a shame that someone had to come and abuse that. So I hope this experience doesn't mess you up in the future. There are plenty of women out there that you can actually trust. It's just, it may take a while to find them. Not everything's instant in life. Sometimes you get lucky, and other times you have to go through your ups and downs. But it won't last forever. All I can say in the moment in regards to that is that if you meet a person that's only focused on your looks or your money, run. Nobody, and I mean nobody, needs a shallow gold digger in their life. You deserve so much better. And I hope you find that someday. People find love in the strangest of places. I'm sure you'll be lucky in that regard. You're going to be absolutely shocked about where the inspiration for this audio comes from. Thank you, everybody, for listening, by the way. We are well on our way to 14K, by the way, and I'm pretty sure we'll reach that sometime in maybe the next 2 to 3 months, so I can't wait for that to happen. That's going to be so exciting. Oh, man, we're almost close to the goal. Oh, thank you, everyone, for your support. So this story is actually a mixture of two things that have happened to me in life. Back when I was younger, I used to have to go to talk to like this counselor. It was actually two at a certain point because I wasn't doing so good in my classes and I wasn't turning in my assignments and whatnot. And they were trying to figure out if everything was okay at home. And everything was okay at home. Everything is completely okay. It was more so I was getting bullied by students in the school and like during class too. And I just never mustered up the courage to actually get help and talk about it. So they were like, oh, are you depressed? I'm like, oh. Probably. And then also because when I went to college, I went into my, one of my professor's classrooms and I was not classrooms, offices. And I was like, wow, this place is really spacious. And we were talking a little bit about like, just like the assignments and whatnot, because it was during a time where I couldn't really, turn in things exactly on time. So I had to also get extra credit. So those two things also combined with the whole Dami Mami thing that we absolutely love that, you know, it gave me inspiration to make this. This audio is not overtly romantic. It gives you a little hint that it could possibly become that way, but there's no guarantee. And more so, it gives you encouragement to keep going when something negative is affecting your life. At the end, I'm having an actual talk with you, like actual advice. If you meet someone that's giving you attention in the time of day, you shouldn't automatically become wary of their advances, but more so make sure that they're the right one for you. Because there's a lot of people out there that they figure out that you have something going on that they want, and that's the only reason that they're with you. You really have to vet people nowadays, always really. You have to make sure that their intentions are genuine, that they actually like you for you and your personality and not for what you can give. So that's 100% genuinely my advice. This audio is completely unscripted. That just came from the heart. Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening. I love you all. I appreciate the support. 14K coming soon. And I hope you all have a great day or night, all right? Bye-bye.